Craig, good to see you again.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Greg, you haven't even been here that long, and one of your interviews is sponsored already. So that must that must mean you got some juice or something.
I have a little time, but I have to show it. It doesn't mean anything. I got to show it.
The short week is not always something that football players like, coming from that Monday night game to the Sunday afternoon game. How's the week been preparation-wise for you guys?
I think the week has been awesome. Of course, we always feel that we can get better, have room to improve at every area of the game. But we had a very sharp, very crisp week. Like you said, short. But I think the guys here, they're very professional, and they went about their ways this week accordingly. And I think we got some things done.
Down here, self-scouting and self-analysis is pretty common, no matter what position you play. I'm wondering what your own analysis was of your first game as a Patriot.
Well, first and foremost, like I just said, you always want to play better. I think I would have to take back one run. If I can have back one cut that I made, it would be second quarter run that I cut back to the left. I should have kept it front side. Maybe we would have gotten maybe 4 or 5 yards on the play as opposed to no gain. And when you look at little things like that, you want to get positive yardage no matter what and stay out of all negative situations. And I think self-scouting myself, that was the one thing that I was very critical of.
Now, how did that, when you look back at it, did you say to yourself, what was I thinking? Or did you know exactly why you did what you did in the game?
Well, during the game, you make those cuts and you're telling yourself, well, I thought I saw something. You know, and not until you get back and watch the actual tape, you realize, well, maybe it wasn't as bad, or maybe I should just let it develop a little bit longer. And during the game, I thought it was the right cut to make at that time. And then seeing it on tape, I should have kept it front side.
As a member of the Jaguars, you had an opportunity on several occasions to see Tom Brady direct the offense against your team. What was it like in the closing minutes here Monday night watching him run your offense?
Listen, at the five-minute mark, he said, we're going to win this game. You know, just that confidence and just a sense of urgency. I mean, thank God I'm on his side now. I've seen that times and times again against other teams, even ourselves, when they would beat us, knock us out the playoffs and ruin our dreams. such sad memories. But he's amazing. I mean, he's amazing, and, you know, I'm just shocked and amazed about the things that he can do. He's definitely a blessing from above.
You see those last two drives, and you think about how everything has to be so precise, and you put together two scoring drives where basically not really a mistake was made. I mean, there was an overthrown pass, there was a drop, but for the most part, everybody was on the same page, and everything was clicking the way it's supposed to. That's pretty hard to pull off in this league in this day and age.
Well, yeah, I mean, going out to begin the game, that's the type of execution you would want. You want that type of execution as well as starting fast and catching the ball, everybody being on the same page, seeing everything out of one set of eyes, the entire offense. Not until the final 5 minutes of the game, we clicked on all cylinders. Everybody was seeing the defense through the same pair of eyes, and the receivers were making the catches. The offensive lineman starts with that group first and foremost. They picked up all of the pressure blitzes and different things that the defense tried to throw at us. And like you said, we executed right there within that 5 minutes, and that's what won the game for us. When we're supposed to do that the entire 60 minutes. But thank God we have, like you said, number 12, the guys up front, Ben Watson, did an outstanding job. Guys like that, we can keep this thing rolling.
Tell me about this running back group. I mean, we talked with you last week on the phone, and we could hear, you know, Lawrence Maroney coming up to you, you know, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis coming up to you. What is that meeting room like, and what is your interaction like? Because there are a bunch of you, and it's hard to say, oh, this guy's going to get the ball 25 times, this guy's going to get the ball 25 times. It seemed to be a pretty good unit.
It's a very good unit. Good group of running backs. Even prior to me signing, I always thought they had depth at the running back position. And then you sprinkle in Ben Jarvis. Our meeting room, it's we study. First and foremost, business is business first. We take care of what we're supposed to take care of. We kind of kid each other. We joke around. We play pranks on each other. We beat each other up on the video game, of course. Play a little Madden here and there. But it's open. We respect each other. No egos. We help each other out. Kevin, he's the leader in that group, even though I have one more year than he has. He's still the leader. He's been here. He knows exactly what coach wants. He's a true professional. He's here every morning early doing extra stuff, whether it's Stairmaster, treadmill, or whatever. He's like the leader. And even myself, I find myself falling in line listening to Kevin. I've been around for a while, but I'm still learning. And I try and take that in from him. And then I try and let that trickle down to Ben Jarvis and Lawrence. And those guys listen, they pay attention, and they're going to be very successful.
Well, what do you think of Lawrence? I mean, he's a guy who was a first-round pick, and a lot of fans here expect him to be even better. He's missed some time, and a lot of folks don't really know what to make of him. What do you think of his his potential, his ability?
Well, I always tell Lawrence his career is kind of unfolding somewhat like mine when I started early on. The nagging injuries, just fighting through. And then you want to get to the point where just do the small things. You got to just dedicate yourself, take care of the small things, and not let them amount to large things. And thank God I was able to catch myself early on. He's a great talent. He runs the ball. He's fast. He's shifty. He gets it downhill. He can run guys over. And to have all of that talent, you have to do the small things. So once you're on the field, You have all the confidence in the world knowing that I'm not worrying about an injury. I've done everything in my mind that I'm supposed to do, so now it's time to just go out there, have fun, and play the game. But you have to develop a routine is what I tell him. Take care of yourself, maintenance, be the first one in, last one to leave if possible. Massage, treatment, chiropractor, acupuncture.
Man.
All of these things. You have to take care of yourself. And once he grasps that concept, which I think he's going to try to be better at, he'll be a great pro. He has the tools.
Watching the Jets against Houston last week, we saw a team that put a lot of pressure on the Houston quarterback, Matt Schaub. A lot of blitzing, a lot of overloading. Blitz recognition and blitz pickup for you running backs is going to be a real key this weekend probably.
That's the number one key. Not only just the Jets, any defense we face. You want to ID the front, ID what they're trying to do, and then from there, you want to point out your guy, and then more than anything, you want to execute, meaning you want to pick him up. You don't want him to condense the pocket and take away the quarterback's throwing lanes. So ourselves, you want to meet him at the line of scrimmage, butt him up pretty good, firm, and keep him out of the quarterback's face. And it starts with just recognition, ID in the front, first and foremost.
We were talking about this earlier this week and talked about it earlier today with the guys who were in here, Copen and Mankins, about the talking that's been coming out of New York. Now, as talk show hosts, we're very entertained by it. But I'm wondering what you think of it when you hear Rex Ryan say some things and you hear Kerry Rhodes say, we need to embarrass them to make an impact.
Well, as a player, depending on who you are or where you came from, as a defensive guy, I would assume you would like to hear your coach be fiery, let's go hit him in the mouth type of coach. From an offensive standpoint, we still have to execute. For me, it's just funny. I've been around a long time, and talking's never won a game. And you have to go out there on the field. You have to execute as good as we look on paper with Tom, Randy, Wes, the offensive line, Kevin, myself, Joey Galloway. That means nothing, you understand? And you don't factor in turnovers. You don't factor in injuries. So talk is cheap. You got to get out there on Sunday and you got to play ball.
And I can't imagine when you're out there in the second quarter, you're thinking about something that Rex Ryan said or Kerry Rhodes said. You're just trying
on
to...
On Tuesday.
You're trying to do your job at that point.
Yeah, you're trying to do your job. But throughout the week of preparation, once you hear talk coming from another organization, you want to make sure, okay, they're talking. Let's use it as some type of motivation. Let's study a little harder. Let's stay a little bit longer at a facility, watch a little extra tape. jot it down in your brain. If you get a shot throughout the course of the game to kind of make them look bad or embarrass them within means, of course, the rules, then do it. You know, if I have an opportunity to either run carry over or try and make a miss, those are options. And I'm going to try and do whatever I can to help my team win. Not just him, but I have to, you know, try and help my team win this game.
Now, back when you were a young pup in this league and didn't have the knowledge that you have now, did you ever have an incident where you spoke where you shouldn't have spoke or said something you shouldn't have said?
Of course.
Yeah.
Several times. Been a little younger and also trying to just motivate my team. You know, maybe after coming off of a flat week, losing a game that we felt that we should have won. Just trying something just to kind of get the fans motivated because they're going to hear about it. Try to get my teammates motivated so they can come and join me and back me up, back up my play, because I feel as if I talk trash, I better be prepared 110% to go out there for war and be ready. And I can't have a bad game. And I think if my memory served me correctly after talking smack, I don't remember having a bad game. I don't know, Muhammad Ali effect.
I'm a bad man.
I'm a bad man. That's what made him great, because he backed it up.
And, well, he had the talent to back it up. I was very interested by something you said. Well, everything you said, really, but something you said about Maroney, it kind of mirrored your career in the beginning. Who did it for you? Who told you, okay, Fred, this is what you need to do, or did you do it yourself?
Actually, after I tore my groin off the bone, which was about my third or fourth.
Let's be honest. Each of us just went, ouch. Ooh. Yeah, we just sort of cringed.
About my fourth season, I think. Meeting with a couple guys. The team got me a sports psychiatrist, and he was just pounding my head, positive thoughts, even during negative times. Let's find something to think positive about, no matter what. And I just always had a positive mindset. And then I ended up talking to a personal trainer. He said, Fred, all you need is just rest. You know, you need to rest. So at that time, no more clubbing overtime is what I called it. Instead of 3-4 days a week, you know, I had to be honest with myself. I packed it down to maybe once every other week or every 2 weeks or something of that nature. So just started listening to my body. Listened to a few older guys. Emmitt Smith, he mentioned the same thing. You know, take care of yourself. Use that extra 2 hours to get chiropractor, get that massage. It's not going to hurt. You don't have anything else to do except rush home and play the video game, which is something that would cause you to lose your job if you don't put your priorities first. So there'll be a point when that light has to come on. But right now I'm trying to help turn it on right now.
Fred, congratulations on the win this week. Good luck this Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
It's always a pleasure.
And Fred, I think you just gave me a name for my fantasy football team, Clubbing Overtime.
All right.
Fred Taylor joining us here on Sports Radio WEEF.